Chapter 7 The Time Capsule Word List Achieve Goals Believe Career Disease Dream Excellent Future Imagine Make a career Make a guess Peaceful. Predict. Prediction. Probably. Receive. Start a rock band. Successful. Technology. Travel. Expressions.
I will travel around the world in the future. I will invent flying cars. I won't fail the driving test.
Will you have a career in engineering?
I hope so.
Will you receive a letter from that university?
I hope not. I want to go to another university.
Will you travel to France in 10 years?
Definitely. Definitely not. I believe I will. I will definitely have an excellent career. I may have a nice house and a dog in the future.
Chapter 7 The Time Capsule 1 week later.
It's English lesson, and the teacher, Ms. Brown, is explaining the future tense.
We use will to talk about the future. Here are some examples.
Example.
I will travel around the world in the future. I will have children. I will be successful in my career. I will live in a peaceful town. I will start a rock band. I will study at a very good university.
Arda isn't listening to the lesson. He is chatting with Enigmatic about space. Yasmin looks at him. She frowns.
Be quiet! I can't understand the teacher!
Later, she raises her hand.
What about the question form, Miss Brown? How can we ask a question in the future tense?
In question form, the sentence starts with will. For example, will you make a career in the future?
Yasmin writes the example in her notebook. Then, she raises her hand again.
What about the negative sentences, Miss Brown?
We use won't to make the sentence negative. For example, people won't have enough oxygen in the future. Another example, we won't die of diseases like cancer.
Thank you.
Now, who can tell me the question forms of these sentences? Arda, can you do it?
Arda hears his name. And he turns to the teacher in panic.
What? No, teacher, I didn't do it. It's a lie.
Arda, why aren't you listening to me? Go to the principal's office.
Arda doesn't want to go to the principal's office, so he lies.
But I always listen to you, Miss Brown.
Miss Brown doesn't believe him.
Okay. So tell me the question forms of these sentences.
A. Write the question forms of the sentences below.
At that moment, Mr. Ruler gets in. Ms. Brown makes a joke.
Oh, see, Arda? You are so naughty that you don't go to the principal's office. The principal comes to you.
Arda's face turns red. Mr. Ruler looks at him.
What is going on? Is he breaking the rules again, Miss Brown?
He chatted with Enigmatic during lesson, but he answered my questions correctly, so this time I forgive him.
Okay, Arda. Now answer my questions.
B. You are Arda. You want to go to university, and you want to have an excellent career in helping ill animals. Mr. Ruler is asking you some questions. Choose the correct answers.
What will you be in the future, Ada?
I hope I will be a veterinarian.
Will you go to university to be a vet?
I hope so.
Will you pass the university entrance exams?
Probably.
Will you have a good career?
I believe I will.
How? You don't listen to your lessons. You always break the rules. You cheat. Do you think you'll be a successful veterinarian? Definitely not. Sit down and think about it.
Arda sits down. Everybody is silent. Mr. Ruler walks in front of the board and continues.
It isn't just Arda. You all should be careful. You are in the seventh grade now. You are not little babies. You should make plans for your future. Actually, I'm here to talk about these. We have a time capsule program. In this program, all students write letters to themselves. These letters have students' predictions about their lives 10 years later. We put these letters in a time capsule and we bury it in the garden. 10 years later, you will come back to school and we will take the time capsule out. You will read your letters. You will see the result. Are you the person you wanted to be or not? Our graduates will come to school tomorrow. They will take their time capsules out and read their letters. Later, we will put your letters in the time capsule and bury it. 10 years later, you will come to school and read your letters. Now, write a letter to your future self and list your future dreams.
Students start writing their letters.
C. Look at the pictures of the students' dreams and write short letters to their future selves.
All the students finish writing their letters. Yasemin puts her letter in an envelope. At that moment, she sees Arda. He didn't write a letter.
Why didn't you write your letter, Arda?
Didn't you hear Mr. Ruler? I'm hopeless. I'm afraid I won't be successful in the future.
Don't be silly. Mr. Ruler is trying to motivate you.
But Arda doesn't listen. He puts his head on his desk and closes his eyes.
I'm a loser. I have no hope for the future.
The next day, graduates of Magnific come to school. They take their time capsule out. They receive their letters 10 years later. They start reading their letters one by one.
D. Read the letters of the graduates below. Who achieved their goals in life? Who couldn't? Tick and fill in the chart on page 87. Mark Danes. Education. Magnific High School. Job. No. Awards. No. Marriage. No. Children. No. Pet. No.
Hi, future me. Are you a cool adult? Definitely. Why? Because I want to be an astronaut in the future. People say I should work very hard for it, but I think I'm very clever. I don't need to study like other people. I will pass the university entrance exams, and I will be successful. I will also be very handsome, so I believe I may have a top model wife. I may also have a nice house, 3 kids, and a dog.
Valeria Pink. Education. London School of Theatre. Job. Actress. Marriage. Zach Pink. Awards. The Oscar. Children. 1.
Hi, Valeria. Wow, I'm very excited because I'm writing a letter to a famous actress now. Yes, it's my dream. I want to be a successful actress. I will go to a theater school for that. I hope I can be successful and get the Oscar one day. I work very hard for it. I also want to get married and have a child.
Maggie Jo. Education. Department of Engineering. Job. Engineer. Awards. Great Inventions Award. Marriage. Yes. Children. Yes. Pets. No.
Hi, future me. I want to be an engineer in the future because I think technology will change the world. 10 years later, ways of transportation will change. There will be flying cars. Also, there will be robot maids. And who will invent these? Of course, me. I will get married to an inventor like me, and we will have little inventor babies. Will I have a pet? I hope not, because I'm allergic to them.
Jimmy Purple. Education. Department of Environmental Engineering. Job. Environmental Engineer in Greenpeace. Awards. Great Environmentalist Award. Marriage. No. Children. No. Pets. A cat.
Hi, future me. I didn't want to write this letter, but the principal told me to do. Why? Because I probably can't even read this letter 10 years later. The world has really big problems. Climate change is a big danger. People will start living in underwater cities 10 years later. They will eat food pills and try to survive. So, I don't think you can read this letter 10 years later. But are you reading this letter now? Do you live in a peaceful, green world? Well, then you should thank me. I want to be an environmental engineer, and I want to work for Greenpeace to save our planet. Maybe I can make a change, and you can survive. Continue saving the planet.
E. What are the predictions of Maggie Jo and Jimmy Purple about the future of the world? Write.
The graduates finish reading their letters.
Now, we can put the new letters into the capsule. Are your letters ready?
Yes!
They go near the time capsule, but Arda doesn't. He just waits and watches the other students. At that moment, Jimmy Purple comes near him.
Oh, where is the toilet, young boy? I think they changed its place. I can't find it.
Arda gives him the directions.
There is a toilet at the library. Go straight ahead and turn right. It's there.
Jimmy Purple leaves. Later, Mr. Ruler comes near Arda.
Why aren't you putting your letter in the time capsule, Arda?
Because you're right, sir. I'm a liar and a cheater. I never listen to the lessons, and I don't work hard. I want to be a veterinarian, but I think I will be like Mark Danes in the future. I don't have any hope.
Oh, yesterday. I said those things to you because I want you to study more and be successful. You shouldn't lose your hope because of this. I believe you can be a great veterinarian in the future. But you must study. Did I hurt you? I'm so sorry. Please go and write a letter now.
Are you serious? Do you think I will have a good career?
I hope so.
Okay, fine. I will go to the library and write a letter now. Can you wait for me?
Well, I think I hurt your feelings yesterday, so I should wait. Go and write your letter, but do it quickly. Your friends are waiting.
Arda runs to the library. He sees Enigmatic on his way. He is running too. He is escaping from something. He looks scared. There is a wound on his head.
What? What are you doing here, Enigmatic? What's happened to your head?
Enigmatic panics. He closes the wound with his hand.
Nothing. I must go.
Enigmatic runs towards the school. Arda doesn't know what happened. He tries to make a guess.
F. What happened to Enigmatic? Make a guess and write it below.
Arda is confused, but people are waiting for his letter, so he can't stop. He continues running to the library. At that moment, he hears something. A voice. A man is shouting. It's coming from the library. Arda runs to the library. The voice is coming from the toilet. He goes there. It's Jimmy Purple.
Someone attacked me. Someone hit me on the head.
Arda is shocked. He helps Jimmy stand up.
Who did this?
I don't know. I didn't see him. I came here and washed my hands. Suddenly, somebody hit me on the back of my head. I took the soap dish and threw it back. It hit that person. When I turned my back, there was no one in the toilet. It's like teleportation of someone. Someone hit me and teleported out.
Teleported out?
Arda can't say another word. 10 minutes later, Arda comes to the garden with Jimmy. Everyone sees the wound on his head. Oh, what happened? Are you okay, Jimmy? Arda looks at Enigmatic. The wound on his head isn't there now. He stands at the back. Arda points at him.
He did it to Jimmy. He is an alien. He has superpowers. He can change his appearance. And he can teleport everything. He is an alien soldier. He invented space guns. He destroyed many planets.
Everyone is silent. They look at Arda. Arda continues shouting. He makes some guesses, but he mixes the order of the words because he is very angry.
G. Order the words to make meaningful sentences.
Aliens will control our planet. They will steal our natural resources. They will destroy the world. Human beings will become extinct.
Arda is right. Enigmatic is an alien. We all saw it.
Enigmatic hears this and he starts crying. He looks like a poor little boy.
It was a fancy dress party. It was a costume. The principal knows that.
Yes, it was a fancy dress party. Did this student attack you, Jimmy?
I didn't see anyone. Someone hit me on the head. I turned my back to see it, but I saw no one. So, I think that person is a very fast runner. He escaped very fast. Enigmatic is fat. He can't run so fast, so I don't think it was him.
He didn't run. He teleported himself. You said that, Jimmy, don't you remember?
Are you crazy? I said it's like he teleported out. I didn't say he teleported out. I know human beings can't teleport.
He isn't a human being.
Arda is right.
He teleported us to Africa.
Yes, there was a dinosaur there.
He cheats in football matches with his teleportation machine.
He is red and he has got antennae.
He can change his appearance, so he looks like a human being.
Enigmatic continues crying.
You don't like me because I'm bold, I'm plump, and I don't have a family. You always stay away from me. Now you call me an alien. I'm so sad. I can't stay in Magnific. I'm leaving.
He runs to the port of Magnific. The physical education teacher feels sorry for him. He runs after him.
Enigmatic, wait, please, let's talk.
Mr. Ruler and the graduates look at the students of Magnific.
Shame on you. Just imagine, you don't have a family, and your friends make fun of you like that. You will apologize to Enigmatic for this silly lie. You are all punished. You will write, I shouldn't hurt my friends' feelings, 100 times in your notebooks. Go to your classes now.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 145 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Collection page at the back of the book.